Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And learn to enjoy your breathing. What kind of breathing would feel really good right now, feel really satisfying inside? Well, you're free to breathe that way. There's so many good things that we're free to do in life. We see all the suffering around us. As we chant, we're subject to aging, subject to illness, subject to death, subject to separation. Sounds pretty depressing. But that's the way things are. You have to admit the way things are if you're going to find happiness in this world. Otherwise, you're trying to find happiness in things that cannot provide it. And if the contemplation stopped right there, it would be pretty hopeless. But there is hope in the end. We have our actions. Through our actions, we can find true happiness. So focus here. Where do your actions come from? They come from your mind. To put your mind in good shape so the actions will be good as well. Because if we have to depend on our actions, look at our actions. Sometimes they're not all that consistent. Sometimes we can depend on them. Sometimes they're like trap doors that let us fall through. So you want to be consistent in your goodness, consistent in the kinds of actions you can depend on. Actions of virtue, actions of generosity, actions of goodwill. These are the things you can depend on. So strengthen your mind, because the world is attacking you in all different ways. Not only are they doing things that are unpleasant, but they try to get you to do things that are unskillful as well. So you've got to have some good strength inside. So be convinced in the power of your action. And learn how to make your actions consistently good, because this is the way to true happiness. As the Buddha said, at the end of the path, we find a happiness that doesn't die. There's no aging, no illness, no death. That is possible through our actions. Which is why thinking about death like this is not meant to get you depressed. It's to get you on the path to actions that will lead to something that doesn't die. As the Buddha said, the contemplation of death leads to the deathless. And this is how it happens. You think about where you're going to find satisfaction in life. You realize a lot of the things that are dear and appealing are going to let you down. But if your actions are good, if they're skillful, they're not going to let you down. This is why we take refuge in the Buddha's awakening. This is something he found in the night of his awakening, the power of our actions to make a huge difference in our lives. They shape our lives now and on into future lives. So you have the power right here. Learn how to strengthen the mind so that you don't give to the influences from outside that would make you do something unskillful. That's the most harmful thing that people can do to you, though, you know, to get you to act in unskillful ways. If you can resist that, then you're safe. The only thing you have to worry about then is what's coming up from your own mind. And that's something you can train. This is why we meditate. We get the mind so it can train. And it gets to see itself clearly. When you see yourself clearly, it's a lot easier to notice. When an unskillful intention comes up, you can say, that's what would lead to suffering. I don't need to go there. When skillful intentions come up, you can encourage them. You realize these are the things you can depend on. As the Buddha said, like a mother would look after a child, look after your skillful mind states, because they'll provide you protection now and on into the future. So when you think about death, you can think about something that goes beyond death. That way it's not so oppressive and it's not so scary. The Buddha says there is this quality in the mind that doesn't die. And we can find it through our actions. This is where our hope lies. So focus on the goodness of your actions. The contemplation of death is to remind you that if you're looking someplace else for your happiness, it's going to disappoint you. But if you look into your own actions and you train them well, train your mind well, then you can have something you can really depend on.